Mayor Osmond has answers to your questions.
Call our meeting.
Earlier meeting, he needs like 2 minutes.
Oh, before we get started in the meeting?
In the meeting, right.
Administrative.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Call our meeting to order. Welcome, Mr. Hausman. Tell us what you got, please. There, whatever's comfortable. Yep.
Tim Connell met with you this morning, and there were questions raised about the recovery zone bond and information that he came to me to ask if I would find the answers or supply the answers to you all today. I contacted Carson Elliff, who's an attorney that's very adept in these issues and who has represented the county on other issues. The questions I ask very simply are, is the deadline, in fact, July 1st or June 1st? If the bonds aren't issued by July 1st, then the allocation is lost. Second question, if the deadline is July 1st, how soon must we have information in your hands in order to move forward? His answer, I would need the terms for the bonds so I could work with the purchaser to draft the documents. Early in June would be the latest we would want to wait to begin the drafting of the documents. The trick will be to place the bonds, probably with the local bank, so the terms can be negotiated. I think the date that Tim had regarding June 1st was a comment that Carson made in the IDA meeting last week that he really needed to have some advance warning and time to get these bonds placed, preferably sometime around June 1st. That wasn't a date that was placed in concrete to the best of my memory. Number three, can we state we're going to utilize the allocation without a specific project? The allocation is the county's to use without notifying DED of a specific project. This allocation is different from allocations that were received based upon the earlier reallocation procedure. However, the allocation is lost on July 1 without reapplying to DED for a new allocation. To be safe, we would want to notify DED of the county's plans to utilize the allocation as soon as possible. What, if any, options do we have? We can use the allocation or reapply for a new one. It is my understanding that these applications for new allocations must also be submitted by July 1st. My last question to him this morning was, the Taney County Parks Board meets this Thursday night, and recovery zone bonds will be a major topic of conversation. His answer, remember that the proceeds of the bonds have to be used to finance depreciable property. The best structure is for the county to own the property and the real estate upon which it is located and issue the bonds for county purposes pursuant to Chapter 49. Okay. A lot of answers to some simple questions, but
I'm anxious to speak on this, but I think we've decided clearly that we're going to wait and post this for Wednesday.
Yeah.
I got some questions. I appreciate you getting the answers, and maybe we'll take a hold of those for Wednesday when we sit down and talk about it.
And that answers a lot of the questions that we had. So
10:30.
Yeah.
And I'll just give you this return email with those answers, Chuck, when
Great.
I step forward.
All right. Thank you.
This is going to cut my 10 o'clock discussion a little short, I believe.
We'll cut it to 30 minutes.
That's fine. We'll talk fast.
Very good. All right. Let's see. What are we going to do first, Nikki? Agenda? Or?
The agenda.
Hey, Jan. Can I just get your email address? Would you come over here and write it down?
I have it upstairs.
I know, but I'm just going to send her an email real fast on something else. I don't have it.
All right.
Can you just begin by saying on Wednesday, under approval of minutes, we're going to have the 10th, 11th, 14th, 17th, 19th, and 20th, 21st.
Say that again. 10, 11, 14.
17, 19, 21st.
Okay.
Those are the 2 weeks.
And then I will also place in their IDA update at 10:30.
All right.
I also need to find
IDA, would you specifically put the bond, that bond?
Recovery zone bond.
Recovery zone bond.
Can I just ask one question? Mm-hmm. I don't have to have an answer, do I? You mentioned Branson. Were you leading to the point that Branson could use that money for their parks?
I wanted to see if they could.
Is that what you were kind of thinking?
It's a public bond. It's it's a, not a private placement, it's a public placement. So I just wanted to make sure we extended our, extended it outside Taney County to other public entities.
He just got through answering that, though. He said it's Taney County.
That's...
So...
I thought he said it's best. Did he say he has to?
Anyway, that's something... Yeah. I'd be tickled for Branson to use it, because they'd have to pay it back and we wouldn't.
Well, yeah, we don't borrow money necessarily. That's the other thing. I mean, I can tell you I went to the new airport out there, just to let you know. They're building hangars for $500,000. That doesn't work. They can't use this. Mm-hmm. And the ideal situation, when we built our hangar at the Point Lookout last year, that would have been the ideal situation.
Okay.
Can't transfer.
No, it's too late.
Nikki's got that at 10:30, and I sort of mix something in there about for parks, because that's what I'm hearing it's going to be used for if we go that direction.
Mention parks?
I think so, because if we just say IDA,
recovery zone.
Recovery zone bond. I was going to put it next to IDA. Or are you specifically wanting parks somewhere in
if,
there?
If it's to do with parks, I think we ought to let folks know that...
The parks discussion?
Something, so... We got the park board.
Fair board.
We ought to let them know about it, because, you know, they were here with Ron the other day thinking that we could buy land with it or whatever that case was.
And, you know, and you're right about that, Chuck. That they put a rush on trying to look at different pieces of property instead of... And then we find out we can't even buy land with it, so
yeah.
I think they should be informed.
Okay, where were we?
Wednesday, and then there's the Transportation Advisory Board meeting at 2:30.
I was going to ask you something about that. I know this is going to be painful, but if it would make more sense, since my 11 o'clock is not with the commission and my 1 o'clock is not with the commission, that we take my 11 o'clock and make that the Transportation Advisory Board and reschedule my 11 o'clock on my calendar. I mean, it just makes sense since we're here anyway having the discussion. Why should the two commissioners wait for 3 hours before we get to the next? Let's see if we can't juggle my calendar. I was pulling my calendar up so we can...
I'm with you on that. You want to take your 2:30 and move it to 11?
Yes.
I'm with you.
Because
on that.
I have an 11 o'clock, and I know she was trying to be sensitive to my schedule because I've had it posted three times, and we've scheduled three times. But again, it's one of those things that it's not fair to these two guys that they wait.
Move that 2:30 up to 11. I'm in favor of that.
I know you would be. It's my schedule. The people I'm turning down. That's right. They'll get over it again.
Well, I mean, that's what you were wanting.
I know. That's the right thing to do. It's the right thing to do. Let's make that before them.
Sounds good.
So she'll make that change, so look for that. And then Friday is the last day of school for children, and I have a tradition that I pick my kids up on the motorcycle, so I have to be gone. That's why Friday is so light. So I pick up the kids up individually, drop them off. So.
Okay. Looks pretty good.
Let's see. Let me kind of... I've went through it once when you sent it out, but... Looking on anything that needed to be time sensitive as far as the posting on it.
I've got nothing.
You've got that taken care of.
I have enough for Nick. I've got one administrative thing, but go ahead.
So we're going to, excuse me for interrupting, we're going to do land about an hour and a half is what we're really looking at there, right, on Wednesday, land use contract?
Yeah, about an hour and a half.
Okay. That's long enough.
Okay.
Thanks.
We're on now.
Dave Roselle came in during the meeting.
Yes.
He kind of has an emergency. Really doesn't need a motion. It's on the MJCC grant from last year that was voted on and approved. Mm-hmm. This is just an administrative transfer, shuffling some funds around. The deadline it has to be to Jeff City on Friday, so he has to put it in the mail tomorrow. And he's going out of town.
Okay. So is he needing a signature? Is that the deal?
We've already got it in place, and we've already voted on it, so it's just administrative then.
Correct.
Okay. You gentlemen all right with me signing
it? Yeah.
Okay.
Request to revise the budget. Yeah, that's good. So I'm good. I'm fine with that. I guess we can give Martin a nod, right?
Nod verbally.
Got two nods for the presiding to sign that. We're good there then. Next.
I believe several weeks ago, Jimmy came in and spoke about his wheel machine, the wheel machine that's at the mechanic shop.
Mm-hmm. Did you hear that conversation?
Yeah.
I don't think I did.
I think Jimmy caught me. I think some people overheard. We need a wheel machine for the bigger size rims on the newer police cars. Our wheel machine is for 15 and 16s. Most cars are coming with 17 and 18s, and they're bending wheels accidentally when they're doing that. So Jimmy says, can you at least price what a wheel machine would, maybe we'll pay for it, and just because we won't be damaging so many wheels. So
Linda has been in contact with Jimmy. Okay. She went ahead and got three quotes. She ordered it, placed it on her credit card, then turned around to do the PO, and Jimmy said, I'm not paying for it.
She already ordered it?
It was a whole process of doing it.
How much are we talking?
Cheapest is $1,195.
$1,195.
Mm-hmm. Shipping is free.
Oh.
I'll show you the documentation.
Yeah. Well, I don't think. Jimmy talked to us. Or individually about this, or I thought he talked to the commission about it, but maybe he didn't because Chuck didn't. But anyway, it needed to be done because they had bent two wheels there within
30 days.
And so they were. I understood that he was going to take it out of his funds. Didn't you?
That's what I thought too.
When she went to enter in the PO right after she ordered it. She called Jimmy and asked him, what do you want, you know, done with this as far as budget? He's like, I'm not paying for it. It needs to come out of commission.
I can see the confusion.
Can you ask them? Okay. And it's hard to get all three of you together. So I said, just hang tight. Let me ask them and see how we want to do this. Is this something that you want to split?
Well, I think we need to talk to him. I think we need to visit with him about it.
Let me ask you a question. Maybe you guys can help me. When he does the maintenance of a vehicle, it comes out of his budget, correct? I mean, he indirectly pays for the maintenance on his police, on his deputy cars, right?
We do half and half on the salaries of those boys out there. One with road and bridge.
No, I'm talking about the actual cars. When we repair a car, who pays for that repair? He does out of his budget, right?
Yes, if it's his department.
If it's his car, he needs his
car. Like when we take ours to get the oil.
It comes out of the commission budget.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, we need to probably have a discussion with
him. Maybe I misunderstood him. I just thought he said.
But I did too, and then it sounds like.
What do we want to do on the machine, though?
Can we stop the order until we figure this out?
No. Look. I think we go ahead and get the machine. We can bend two more wheels and have a chunk of this.
Paid out.
Them things are, $200, $250 for them big old 17 or 18-inch wheels. And also, if we bend a wheel and they have a stinking blowout on it, we could be... I would rather go ahead and do the...
Do you want me to call Jimmy, maybe?
No, let's just... I would say...
It's just an item to figure out what line item it's going to come out of.
Well, we need to submit it, and then we need to have a discussion.
Yeah.
I can see where one could be confused, because now I'm a little perplexed of who's paying for it, because I thought it was, and maybe it was an assumption on my part. My opinion would be put it under the equipment line item for maintenance. I can possibly pull up that line item for you real fast. Budget file.
Because it won't come in until next month, and that'll give you guys time. So when we do submit our credit card bills for payment.
Ryan, we still need to put it in the right. Move 1 second here.
Because it was $4,500 or less, she went ahead and went with phone bills and just accepted the phone bills. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. The phone bids, yeah.
But see, there's a difficulty there. if it was to be approved by the commission, I mean, if it wasn't coming out of Jimmy's deal, it was to be approved by the commission. That's the deal. That's the whole deal behind it. It's not, I'm not trying to get Linda in trouble. She understood the same thing we did, that it was to come out of Jimmy's. So she did what she thought she was supposed to. Now the commission is supposed to approve any funds being distributed out of a line item, right?
Right.
Okay. I mean, well, am I right or what?
Well, I mean, I think she ordered it under the assumption that it would be, who was going to pay for it? Let me hear. I'm trying to find the actual right document here.
I have it upstairs.
Okay, right here. So, okay. Well, first of all, Nikki, let's post a discussion on this. I think there's enough confusion that we can. Don't you gentlemen think we need to have a discussion about this?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
At least before they.
And then.
Before the credit cards come in for next month, at least before then.
Right.
Is this something I want to do?
If the machine hasn't been put to use, I think we ought to discuss it before the machine's been put to use, maybe, you think?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I'd say if the, you know, I would say if we could stop the order, we'd stop the order until we figure out where we're going to charge it against. Because if, I mean, let's be honest here, we've got different size wheels for all these departments have vehicles, maybe we everyone needs to ante up a little bit. We've got a election judge van, we've got road and bridge vehicles.
Yeah.
I wonder how we, let's say I know we've bought equipment like a electronic tester, computer tester, quicker bill that's used on everybody's stuff. How do we handle that?
That's taken out a half and half or fourth and half and quarter. I mean, quarter, half. And
is it?
It has been in the past because that's where we do the labor for both those guys out there. One of them
is paid directly
out of road and bridge and the other one's paid out of GCR for the sheriff's department.
I'm not exactly sure, but that makes sense that it would be that way, is that we just keep the same ratios for everything.
Okay.
Well, is it a budget discussion? I mean, what are we talking about today?
It's budget 104.
Line item.
And I would say from run 04, they have some money we approved. We approved $2,500. Oh, no, we didn't. No, we didn't. I would say it's going to be 104.30-001 is where it should fall under. And they had requested $2,500 in that line item because they had spent $2,400 last year. So I'm not sure if that's where it should come out of, is that that's the line item. Because we've got...
But what Danny's saying is,
who pays for it?
That half of it, half of it would come out of that, and then the other half would come out of a road and bridge account. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I think we've got set up now.
I mean that.
That makes sense.
That makes sense to me. That's why we'd want to do.
Okay, so that's 104. And let me give you the other line item then. It's probably going to be the same thing. Which is going to be 245, but let me just double check that.
There's our auditor, he can tell us.
Yep.
Come on up to the table or mic or something, please.
It's 245.30-001 is what it would be.
Discussing a piece of equipment out at the mechanic shop that will be possibly used on road and bridge. Like anything else out there, it could be used on road and bridge, could be used on everybody else's. And have we been splitting that equipment out was the question I had. And Danny says says we have.
You know, you need to talk to your mechanics. I think at one time most of the
work they did out there, a lot of the work they did was road and bridge. I think probably if you ask them now, they probably give you a breakdown of how much is general county revenue or how much is road and bridge. I think they probably spend more time on the sheriff's vehicles than about anything else right now, I think.
But when we buy equipment.
We're talking about equipment, but labor, are we right on that we're splitting it half and half?
One
guy's paid by general county and the other's paid by road and bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And we're guessing that, or anyway, now we're talking about equipment. Is it done the same way?
Well,
and that's.
I'm trying to remember the last piece of equipment they bought, and I don't.
Didn't we buy a heater out there?
We just bought a heater, and I think we even had a discussion about the heater, whether it was going to be split. And I think we can go look
and see how we coded that if you want me to and see.
Pretty sure we did. I think we split it half road and bridge and half.
I think we did too. Yeah, that's a.
It makes sense that we'd do that. And if you want me to go look at that and see how it was coded, I can do that real quick. Just.
Well, we're just going to code it half and half. Is that we'll code it and if it's.
And I'll look, and if that isn't the way we did the last one, I'll get back with you. How about that? Does that make sense?
Yes.
Works good then.
All right. So what I'm hearing, we're backing up on holding it or any of that and just letting it go. I'm letting the order go ahead. You were talking about holding
it. Well, I was, but I mean, the thing is, $1,100, and the fact is, we're bending wheels.
It's a necessity.
It makes sense that we'd need to replace it pretty quick for bending wheels, for sure.
Right. That's why Jimmy brought it to our attention, is that we've got a 16-inch wheel trying to balance 18-inch wheels. 16-inch machine trying to balance.
What's 18-inch now?
Everything's 18s on the car.
Chargers and new chargers and the trucks and everything's 18-inch.
That's just really frustrating. Keep changing sizes on.
Yep. You heard they're going to do away with CDs too. You know, we had 8-track and then cassette and then CDs are going to something else.
Really?
No, not really.
I hope they're going back to the 8-track. I could always find my comb when I had the 8-track machine. It was always wedged in there.
Curious, did you know that they had LP records before that, and then they had 78s? And if you got those Sun Label 78s, they're worth about $115 a piece.
Well, how many? What?
Sun Label.
Wait a minute.
Sun Label?
Sun Label LPs.
Oh, my goodness. I may have boxes
of
that.
Wait a minute. You heard about the guy in California that was dug down 10 foot and found some copper wire, so he decided we'd had the telephones for 100 years. You heard this one?
No, I haven't.
And so the New Yorker, he came along. He wasn't going to get out done, so he dug down 20 foot, and he found some stuff, so he decided they were, you know, way ahead, 100 years. So the guy from the hillbilly from Macon, Missouri, he dug down 30 foot. You know what he found? Nothing. So he determined that we were wireless in Missouri 300 years ago. You'd have to read. I didn't do it well. I'm sorry. Okay, we lost all track here. So, bottom line, let the order go.
Split it.
And split it out, and where everybody's happy.
And not having this is not even having a meeting.
Thank you.
You don't want to post anything?
No.
I think we better talk just to have a discussion about it.
Sure.
So that we know. I mean, I'd like to know if I misunderstood.
Okay. Talk about what now?
Next week, possibly?
I can do that one-on-one.
Do you want to have a meeting still, Chuck, to discuss this?
If it's ordered and charged out and we got to have it, I don't like the way it was done, but I don't see any need to question with it at this point.
No, I see the misunderstanding. So.
Okay. I think we're there, Rick. Thank you for helping.
Okay.
All right. Now what are we going to do?
Are you done with your stuff?
I'm done. You have the drop box.
Sewer drop box. That would be Mr. Suti. Okay.
And there's Bob.
Okay. John's going to be real easy on the sewer drop box.
Dixie is after.
So I say let's get that done.
Okay.
Is that all right? Come up to a microphone, please. And
Dixie, come in here.
Yeah. No, we just will get you going. Yep. This all started with Andy Marmaget recommendation, sort of.
We've been talking about it for a while. Not like that back.
Okay.
We've been talking about some things for a while. One was the drop box to have it to make it more convenient for folks to be able to make a payment that couldn't come during normal office hours. You know, they'd have to miss work or something if they wanted to save a stamp. It wasn't really a way that they could bring one in. So over there at the other building, you know, we was talking about doing it where planning and zoning was located along the wall that faces the parking area and happened to cut a hole in the wall. Mm-hmm. It was kind of difficult. Now that we've moved over to this new location, it lends itself a lot more to doing something like this. And I talked to one fellow that's named Gail Roberts. He's with Bank Securities Incorporated. They do a lot of work for Great Southern Bank, and he was going to come down last week and didn't make it down to look at if an inside drop would even be feasible mm-hmm. to do there in the structure. The inside drop to us would, you know, would be where you have the opening on the outside of the wall. You put your envelope in there, and it would go through and be collected in a chute that's mounted on the inside of the wall there. And that would be more secure, and it'd probably be more convenient for the girls to, since it would be located right there, to, you know, retrieve the envelopes out of it. However, it's going to necessitate cutting a hole in the wall. So before I got too far along with the issue, I wanted to check with you gentlemen. And, I mean, that's a concern to me, you know, when you start cutting a hole in a structure. Looking at the information, and this information come to us from the collector's office. I believe this is where she purchased her security box from that's mounted out on the, you know, stands out here on, I guess, the north door of the courthouse. But with the inside drop, you know, we're looking at a hole that's like 4 inches by 9 inches there. And just wanted to, you know, since it's a county building, I just wanted to see what you gentlemen, how you gentlemen felt about us cutting a hole in the wall. And bearing in mind that the expert that was supposed to come down and see if we could even do it or not, as far as the equipment's concerned, hasn't been down yet. But at any rate, I would need to come before you gentlemen and see what your thoughts were on cutting a hole in that wall anyway. The other option would be a standing unit, which, you know, I mean, it's we can work with that too. So
that's what we've got here, isn't it? Right up front.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it would look similar to that. It'd be mounted in concrete, you know, and this similar setup, except Rob Johns suggested that we have two locks on there, and that way two people would have to check the box at the same time just to be another check. Mm-hmm. And balance with handling the funds and stuff.
That's the only deal that I have about the inside drop, and I think we had that discussion before, was when we put this other one up, was like a Homeland Security threat of something where they could drop something in there.
Mm-hmm.
And it, having it on the outside was the advantage, and that's the reason we went that way here on this
other. Never thought about that, okay.
I believe that was in our discussion on this other box.
How about maintenance? Have you asked anybody about what the trouble is to cut the hole?
While I was waiting on the expert to come down, you know, that gentleman, Gail Roberts, to see, and then I'd have to check with Renee and work my way through that, you know, protocol. And but ultimately, it'd be your gentleman's decision whether you'd want a hole cut in that wall or not.
Surely wouldn't be a big deal. Just concrete block with stucco on it, isn't it?
Shouldn't be a big deal.
Okay.
I'd be in favor of doing the inside. It's cheaper, looks like, and handier, I'd think.
I think it's more secure.
More secure.
It's about $1,000 cheaper. And I talked to this gentleman. He said, well, you know, generally we don't do these four utilities. We generally work around banks, and they do the vaults. They do the ATM machines and the drop, the security deposits. But he said, you know, I'd be glad to come and look at it. And he threw me a price out, installed about $1,100 or $1,200. And he said, don't quote me on that because I haven't seen your situation. But at any rate, that would be more preferable to us if it would work. And I guess that's why I just wanted to check with y'all briefly and see if that would even be an option you would consider.
I think just to give approval for a drop box and let them decide what they want to put in down there once they come and inspect it.
That's fine with me, too. I'm fine with either way.
Once I get more details, I'll come back and just more, if nothing else, give you an update on what we're going to do there.
You might ask him about our conversation about the Homeland Security deal.
Never thought about that. Yeah. That I can see where you're coming from there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds good.
All right.
Go for it.
We've got another issue regarding Trial Lakes Ford. I believe you're aware of that. I don't know if you guys want to discuss that now or not.
Do we have a purchasing time?
Yeah, it's down the line, isn't it?
Yeah, we have purchasing. I just heard rumors of it in the hall. Nikki had said something before I walked in here at 9 o'clock.
I talked to Mr. Cuffs.
Have you heard anything about it, Chuck?
William called me this morning.
Okay.
I talked to Mr. Cuffs, and he gave me some additional information. He plans to send me a letter, fax over his explanation of the issue, and he had offered to come to the sewer board meeting also to explain it to the sewer board about the change in the price. And I could go into that briefly if you want to. We can wait till later.
Gentlemen, I don't think that there's two things you can do. You can either throw his bid completely out or he can withdraw it if he doesn't want to participate. But he doesn't get the opportunity to rebid. I mean, he already knows what the other bids are. He knows that he's that much too high. I visited with Gordon about this, and he asked me about it, and I said, well, have you talked to the sewer board or whatever you've done? But we can't. Just because a guy comes in, that's kind of like building houses. If a guy comes in half the price, well, you kind of wonder if he's left something out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he admitted it was an oversight on his part, and the concessions that Dodge and Chrysler give governmental entities, he thought was more than that. He said it was in 2010. He said it's really my oversight in that I didn't check, and they hadn't made a change coming out on the 2011 models. That was additional $3,700, something like that. That's his reasoning.
Yeah. But there was a difference of $5,000 or something is what he made to me, as he said.
He thinks he can work that down to less than $4,000.
I don't want to take one thing I did want to bring up,
and we're going to talk about a little bit, which was I don't understand why the purchasing department wasn't used in this process. I mean, they're available to all departments, and we have a process, and I don't know if the outcome would have been any different, but We had this discussion last year when something was purchased by the sewer department. We said, make sure you use our purchasing department, mm-hmm. and they weren't used. So that's the only thing I would like to have thrown out there is that I would have liked to have seen the purchasing department used.
Okay. Yeah, anything on 780 that's county funds, we definitely go through Linda on that. And I guess
it's a resource out there. I guess it's just for us because we do it.
Right.
Maybe to make your job easier, but. Yeah, I understand. I think you don't think you have to.
Well, honestly, I just being a sewer utility issue, I probably didn't give it any thought. But that's something that we probably ought to be more cognizant of in the future.
Well, how are we gonna? We need a post, I think, guys. Don't we? I mean,
I think so.
Yeah,
we had posted to accept the bid or reject the bids.
Well, no, that's theirs.
Kind of a sewer issue. I just want to make you aware.
It's a sewer issue. We're not. It's a sewer district issue.
Well,
I mean, that's why I say if it came through us, then we could have made a
decision.
Well, bigger deal over it too.
This is probably a dumb question. It's a sewer issue. Does it come to the county commission for approval ever?
No.
Does it never come to us?
No.
Wouldn't it through the bills?
No, this would be through the sewer utility. Sewer utility is going to pay for all the, pay for the vehicle and everything. No, the utility funds. It wouldn't be any county funds involved in that. In the purchase of the vehicle, but we advertised it. We had a specification that went out. We sent this out to probably, it was in the paper also, and it went out to probably 20 dealerships.
How many bids did you get back?
Three. Which kind of shocked me. I figured that, out of all that, we personally sent it to 20 dealerships in the area in Kansas City, St. Louis, Oklahoma, several right here in the area. We advertised it in the paper, but we got 3 bids back.
Hmm. Were they all, or one of them was local, all of them local? Or?
One was in Aurora.
Yeah.
Just
curious.
Yeah, the other one was in St. Roberts. Then Mr. Cuffs, local, bid on it and was, significantly lower, $39,995. And even with the increase, it's about what he's discussing there is an additional $3,705. That's worst case scenario. He thinks he could do something around $43,700. The next lowest bid we had was from St. Roberts, and that was $47,000. So even with the oversight on his part, he's still about $3,800 more than our next lowest bid. But that would be one option, would be to throw them all out and rebid it again, but I don't know how it might come back.
Yeah, they all know their bids then.
Yeah.
You know.
But, the one from Aurora's like $49,000. St. Roberts, again, like I said, it was $47,500.
I've heard of negotiating with the lowest bidder to try to lower a price, but I never heard negotiate the lowest bidder to try to raise a price.
Yeah, well, I agree with you there.
But anyway.
I just wanted to. I didn't know if you gentlemen was aware of it or not, and if you had any questions.
And this has been before.
See what Mr. Stroff is saying. If we'd used Linda, you all would have had some more input. I was kind of working with John on that. He's kind of handling that, and I guess we just was in the mindset utility. And
well, that's fine. Just remember, we do have the services available. Yeah. So, I mean, Linda goes through that. That's
I definitely see what you're saying. You know, yeah. I wish we had. I didn't, but
we didn't.
We didn't anticipate.
Yeah. But so I don't know why we would have a meeting, guys, because really we...
Yeah.
I think it'd probably run it through the sewer board, and the sewer board
what they size?
Has a problem there or something like that. Mr. Paulson's aware of it. He knows the legality of it better than I do. William, today on the phone, he kind of left me with the mindset he'd like to discuss it, see if there could be something negotiated out with what we've got. I don't know how the other board members feel. And, that's why I asked Mr. Cuffs if he could come to the sewer board meeting, explain his side of the situation, and see where it goes from there.
Something you might talk to him about that would relate would be extended warranty services, things like that, that might make up a... reasonable amount of the difference.
Yeah.
And could be acceptable.
Yeah.
You know, for the extra.
That's something that benefit us greatly that might not affect the dealership that much.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. The dealership itself could take the hit and still yet benefit the county. Would be extended warranty oil changes, the whole nine yards, you know.
Okay.
So has the bid gone before the sewer board and they approved it?
Mm-hmm.
And then
you went to redeem it?
Well, John went over there and they sat down, and he and Gordon sat down. They went through the paperwork again just to make sure we was all on the same sheet and everything was looking good. I saw John the next morning. I said, how did it go? And he said, fine. He said, it's on order. And I said, do we need to get him a deposit check or anything? He said, no. He said, everything's fine. And then about 10 o'clock, we got a call. And there was a concern from Mr. Cuffs that he was had found out somehow that he was a lot lower than the other people had bid on it, and he had a concern with that. I couldn't really hear his side of it. I heard John's side, and then John had called Mr. Paulson. Mr. Paulson had his input on it, and that was relayed back to Mr. Cuffs. And then I guess since that time, the chairman of the sewer board's talked to him. I think he talked to you. And,
yeah, he called.
So
he's... My take was that he realized he was not, he left too much money on the table. And gentlemen, I have a 12 o'clock I have to walk across the street for, so.
Yep. We'll recess until 1 o'clock. Thank you, John.
Yep.
Was you buying lunch at that meeting or something?
Am I paying lunch? No.